This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
America is on fire with awakening. So is the world. And it's populist movements everywhere. It's not left wing. It's not right wing. It's populism and having countries that are based for the people and for their interest. And the best system is free market with a social safety net, but that is designed to be a launch pad for the baby birds, not a prison. You know, I think I had it in my bag. I lost it. I don't know where it is. I found one of these little buoys that goes on nets that's made out of pot metal, and a hole got in it, and it broke off the net, and little shells got in, little baby shells got in and grew until they were filling up the inside and couldn't get out the little hole and died. And that's kind of what the planet is. Are we just little spores that got in here and never get off of it and never develop and never see childhood's end? Do we just get trapped in this small little fake biosphere and then let the globalists use us as slaves and play God? I don't want that. And maybe we can pull it up, but it was in the Australian newspaper, The Australian, a few months ago. It was Facebook targeting lonely and insecure. But then when you actually read the documents that Facebook executives leaked, they thought they were so bad, they have algorithms and bots that pose as their friends and try to keep you lonely and depressed and scared of nationalist populists so you stay in the little fake botville where it's almost all fake bots being your friend, telling you you did a good job, telling you you're a good SJW. There it is. Leaked document reveals Facebook conducted research to target and exploit lonely people. Think about that. And they want to keep you there. This is their whole plan. And Hillary says it. And I keep hammering this because this is critical. This is critical. But you have to understand, most of the bots attacking you on Facebook and Twitter, 10 to 1, are bots. Most of the Twitter attacks on Trump, they don't let the positive tweets get up at the top. They admit that. They talk about taking his Twitter away. Like, how dare the president have a Twitter? He should come back with, yeah, how dare Roosevelt have fireside chats for an hour twice a week on the radio? They fear him going direct to the people. He must go direct. And you're going to see more of that now with Scaramucci. But President Trump hears from you. And he needs to speak out against the attempted coup. Leanne, what do you make of the botville and how Facebook and stuff is already a false reality? We're on it because we're jacking into the matrix to get to the bubbleheads. But folks have to understand, it really is an artificial system.
Well, and their fake reality has only just begun because we are just on the tip with virtual reality. We haven't even begun to let that be the mass market that Facebook and other tech companies are believing and buying into that it's going to be, where they can literally just strap us into headsets and we'll be plugged in all day to this virtual world while the real world, if it's not a matrix, is going on around us. And they're able to do whatever they want. And rather than have to, you know, now we don't have to turn on the news in order to get this information. It'll just be pumped at us nonstop. And I can't believe that this is something that is really, you know, that they're really going for and that people don't see it coming, that they don't already see how much our society has been changed just with cell phone usage and how we don't connect with our families anymore and our close friends, how everyone is so distant from each other. And then we wonder why we get so depressed and so sad and we don't have those strong family units, which are the main thing that you would want to stop the state from coming in and controlling your life if they would dare
exactly
tell you how to raise your children, for instance.
And they say, oh, other people don't have a family, so you can't have one now. They're actually teaching that because we're being put into the matrix. We're being drawn into the corporate gulag. We're literally being put into a giant re-education camp. In their own words, Hillary says, we should make all the men go to fun camps. And they want national compulsory service, not in the military, but in liberal brainwashing systems. It's all being announced. Leanne, it's wonderful to have you with us. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Bye, guys.
Thank you. David Knight, Will Honcho, the big interview as the former reality TV chef host break out of the Matrix. Straight ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday, July 27th, 2017. We've got a report here, so you can find this on Infowars.com. Exclusive video, reality TV stars expose how reality TV is fake. Who'd have thought? And this, of course, is Daily Mail has picked up on this, talking about how Spencer Pratt and a pregnant Heidi Montag run into Alex Jones on Hawaiian vacation. We're going to play that video for you here in excerpts. And I got to say, it's not really something that I'm qualified to talk about. So I'm going to go to this video here in just a moment because I haven't watched television, folks, since 1996. So 21 years, and it's been a blessing not to be burdened with so-called reality TV. I'm absolutely amazed. The only time I ever see television is when we're traveling on vacation, flip it on. First of all, I was amazed after not watching it for several years. I just couldn't get it. When we moved into a rural area, we couldn't get television. We had other things to do, quite frankly, and I had other ways to get news, so I didn't need it for news, and I certainly didn't find it entertaining. I watch a lot of movies, but I don't watch television. And I was really amazed at how much they were advertising pharmaceuticals, but I was also amazed about this phenomenon of reality TV. I just could not believe how banal and uninteresting it was. But it seems to be something that's very, very popular. And, of course, I think it's interesting, too, that one of the very first reality television shows was Big Brother in the UK. I think that that has been very effective in terms of creating an environment where people want to get on social media and share everything about themselves because it somehow makes them feel like they're a star, like they're a celebrity. No, you're simply under surveillance, like the people in Big Brother. So they put out this predictive programming to the audiences. They make it fashionable because then they were going to give you the CIA-funded Facebook and other issues so they could collect that metadata on you. That's really what they're looking at, folks. It's not even what you're saying so much or your phone calls. It's really the metadata that they can collect. So we're going to talk about that. But later on in the show, we're going to talk about some things I do know about. And, of course, part of this is this case that just came out with Debbie Wasserman Schultz showing the corruption and also the surveillance going on within the Democrats themselves. And, of course, these guys who are running this operation, getting paid fantastic sums of money, these ghost employees that worked for Debbie Wasserman Schultz running the IT department, they had access to all of these dozens of Democrat Congress members, everything that they were sending out with email. And, of course, this was happening as the DNC, we later learned, was hacking the election against Bernie Sanders. Were they getting stuff on these people as well to blackmail them? Because we know that these employees actually blackmailed their stepmother. We have the actual indictment. Yes, while the Democrats and their lawyers are saying that this is simply a case of misunderstanding with a mortgage that they took out, and they're only being attacked because they're Muslims. No, they tried to blackmail their Muslim stepmother. And the person who's been following this at the Daily Caller has been laying this out. It's probably about two dozen articles since February the 4th, totally ignored by the mainstream media. And there's another very important story that's being ignored by the mainstream media until they trumpet the fact that one of the protesters at the Bundy standoff, I was there, I was covering it, one of the protesters there has now been sentenced to 68 years in prison for exercising his constitutional right to peacefully assemble, to redress their grievances with government, to carry firearms that were legal in the state of Nevada. They merely carrying a firearm is not assault against a federal officer, folks. Sorry, it isn't. So we're going to tell their side of the story. We're going to tell how the judge is rigging this situation against the defendants because they're not getting their side of the case heard. Because you have a right under the Constitution to call witnesses in your defense, to talk about what actually happened, but they're being gagged. There's a fence around what they're saying that's exactly like the fence that the BLM put up when we got there. They had a little tiny area out in the middle of the wilderness with one of these plastic fences that they put up to control silt, and it said First Amendment area. And somebody had, and that was printed by the BLM, professionally printed, First Amendment area, and somebody had to put a handwritten sign there when we arrived, said the First Amendment is not an area. So we're going to talk about that as well. But let's go to this report here. This is Alex Jones talking to Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag about the reality television show The Hills. And they're talking about how there is no such thing, really, as reality TV. It's fake. There they are.
We're here with Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt. It was about a decade ago that they first came on my broadcast because they were getting political and speaking out against globalism back when that wasn't popular. Of course, it is now. And there was a firestorm, thousands of news articles, all the big tabloid shows demonizing them. And right after that, their show got canceled. But they didn't back off their Make America Great Again, I guess, proto-politics. And then I'm here in Hawaii on a vacation with my family, and I run into them. It's amazing. And Heidi's pregnant. It's very exciting. So it's very fortuitous running to you guys.
It is. Great to see you. It's, I mean, obviously destiny, and so it's great to see you. And a lot has changed in 10 years, not only with us, but the world. So it's great to see you in person.
Yeah, last time we saw you, we were, you know, super hated, and now we're pretty irrelevant, and now you're the most relevant hated person that we know. And I was like, you took our game. And I was a little sad. I was like, man, now he's super famous and everyone cares about what he's doing and nobody cares about Spidey anymore. So we need our juice back here.
Well, I mean, to get serious, you guys did get in trouble because the big crime for reality TV stars, and you guys were out there at the top, is to become political. It's come out, there's secret societies in L.A. with thousands of movie stars in them who aren't even liberal or conservative. They're just patriots. Like Kurt Russell said, hey, I just like George Washington, the Second Amendment, free market. I don't want to live in North Korea. You know, Second Amendment, you know, rich people have bodyguards. Why can't the average person have a gun? They even came after him for that. Or folks like Bruce Willis, who I know is a listener, for over a decade, and he just came out and said both parties are controlled. Same folks that killed JFK around the country today. So you have to be a mega star like Clint Eastwood to even be able to be conservative in Hollywood. Anybody else trying to break through politically, they gang up on and they destroy. But it's you know, it's good to be hated by the establishment. The problem is if you're in reality TV, they can kick you off. So break down what happened as soon as you came on the show.
So we were chanting death to the New World Order about 10 years ago after watching all your documentaries. And then about a week later, we are no longer on television and haven't had a consistent TV gig since then. So if the New World Order is watching, you know, we still will not accept chips, but, you know, we will take a gig in the established media because we have a baby and we have some bills to pay. So, you know, New World Order, we're available. I mean, I never thought I would say this. We'll take a check. But no, for real, be careful what you say. I'll tell you that much because...
Yeah, it's a hard balance because you want to be able to say how you feel and what's going on in the world and to be able to have a voice or just be able to be a person within it. But like you said, with reality TV, you're so disposable that we just were disposed of pretty quickly after that whole happened. And then obviously I take some responsibility as well because I had surgery and certain things happened, but it just got really crazy really fast and to such a height that it felt like out of our control in a lot of senses. So we just like went into this really dark, deep pit after that and had everything taken from us and kind of hit a low. And then it's taken us years to like rebuild and reestablish our lives and figure out kind of how to move forward within the world that happened.
But I will say, the black helicopters are real. We definitely had multiple black helicopters hovering above our hill set with 30 witnesses, like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So people are like, oh, the crazy black helicopters is a real thing.
Well, that's done as a psychological operation by some of the FEMA groups and things. So everybody talks about it, and then you sound crazy. It's kind of like famous writers that the establishment didn't like Ernest Hemingway. The FBI started breaking in his car, breaking in his house, messing with him. And then when he said it was happening, they said he was crazy, tried to throw him in a loony bin, and then he killed himself, or they killed him, the FBI. So there's a lot of ways that they psychologically mess with people because with reality TV especially, they go out, they find interesting people, they make them stars, the public then loves you, gets addicted to watching, you know, the soap opera, the train wreck, whatever's happening. The producers from folks I've talked to that have been involved in shows, we talked to you about it, encourage them to have the train wrecks, to have all the drama, to have the problems, but then it tends to become real, get out of control, and then as soon as they're done with you, they flush you. So they just take you, use you to create an audience, and then they attach their messages onto that, and then as soon as you're not on message and being the puppet, they want the puppeteers to drop you.
That's 100% correct.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard enough to just be a Christian in Hollywood. I mean, that's, you know, and it's like people dissect that and say things about that. And I mean, that's my whole life. That's what I really care about and love. And that's hard enough. So to be able to speak just your mind in Hollywood, that's what they say. Stay away from politics, stay away from religion, stay away from all these things. It's just not something you want to get into. So it's just a really hard balance being a person, like you said, with actors, they're playing a role. They can be a different character, but when it's you and that's your role, that's the rest of your life that people are setting you up with. So it's very challenging.
What's amazing is the production value that God gave us, speaking of God and Christianity or, you know, believing in a higher power and this amazing artwork that, you know, God's created. We come out here and right on time, this huge double rainbow forms. It just disappeared, but it was here. Folks, we'll show you some shots of it.
Actually, we should just move to the left here. We got a little rainbow still in the shot.
Oh, look right there. There's still some left right there. Look at that, kids. See the rainbow? There was a huge double rainbow. I'll show you a video of it in a minute. Wow.
So let's I've been meaning to ask you a question for months now. Do you watch Homeland?
I have not watched Homeland. I've watched the Boil Downs And at first it came out, and the guy was demonizing me, and I said, you know, that guy's making fun of me, putting words in my mouth, making me look bad, and people said, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then, of course, later they came out and said, no, we are trying to destroy Alex Jones, and this character's supposed to be him. So they have fake newsrooms. They put out fake news. I have hundreds and hundreds of employees.
I was like, look at your budget. That was the one thing. I was like, is Alex got this many employees over there?
I wish we had that budget, but it turns out the Washington Post, CNN, and the New York Times actually do have giant corporations they hire of contractors that come out in the news that do have rooms, in some cases buildings.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've just been watching the interview that Alex Jones had. He ran into a couple of reality stars, Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt of The Hills. They talked about how they had long been awake
about the New World Order, global government, and when they started talking about it, they immediately got canceled. But they also talk in this interview, they expose how reality TV is absolutely fake. So we're going to go back to that interview in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we're getting very close to the end of July. It's July 27th. We began a very big sale. I think it's the biggest sale we've had since I've been here. I've been here for 5 years. Free shipping store-wide, massive discounts off of some of our most popular products. We've got discounts up to 66% off retail. And we're rotating through some of the sale products here because some of them were selling out, and so we had to bring in some new products like Silver Bullet now, 66% off retail. And this is going to be ending pretty soon. But again, free shipping store-wide. Let me give you an idea of some of the discounts here. We got our new product, True Whey Protein, now 25% off. That's part of the introductory pricing as well as free shipping. We also have a Ultimate Protein Pack, 25% off. That includes Caveman along with the True Whey Protein. We also have a new flavor of Caveman that's 25% off. We have Prostaguard, 33% off. We have DNA Force, 20% off. And although that's a small percentage, that is a big dollar savings because that is a very expensive supplement to produce, very effective supplement. So that's a big dollar savings. But it's going to save you money on anything you want to try or buy at the InfoWars store with free shipping store-wide. And that's not going to last very much longer. This is going through the end of July. We extended that independent sale. That's what keeps us independent. It's your support of InfoWars, the products that you buy. It keeps you independent of the food supply. We're just talking about how sperm count has dropped 60% over the last 40 years throughout Western countries. What is it that you can do to protect yourself, to protect your family against the kind of chemicals that you're exposed to or the additives that are in your food supply or even the substances that you find in your water? You'll find water filters available there, 30% off the ProPure Traveler. That's a big discount off the ProPure Traveler. Take action proactively. You can get yourself somewhat independent of the pollution, the contaminants that you're going to find in our food supply and the environment that they have set up for us here in the West to soft kill us. And you can also support the InfoWar at the same time. Thank you so much for your support. Let's get back to that video, the exclusive video, reality TV stars talking to Alex Jones as he's on vacation in Hawaii and exposing the fakeness of reality TV.
They pick me as a figurehead of the Liberty Movement, and I think they can destroy me, and that will intimidate other people to not then speak out like what happened to you guys. But going back to 10 years ago, you guys went from being loved to being demonized when you said we're Christians. Then they attacked you, if memory serves, correct me if I'm wrong. Then you said, hey, we're anti-globalist, we're anti-microchip. That took a lot of courage, and then they totally demonize you. What led you to start speaking out about your faith, speaking out about the liberal bias in Hollywood, and speaking out against globalism in general?
I will say it was Heidi's music producer at the time, shout out Steve Morales, who was like, you gotta tell the world, Spidey, you gotta tell it. He had all your documentaries and just got us so pumped up, and, you know, once I get pumped up, there's no going back. So, and your documentaries were just, there was nothing like it 10 years ago, so they get you very, you know, on.
Yeah, it felt like an awakening, kind of. It was like, oh my gosh, is this possible that this is going on in the world? And I think people now just know reality TV and they know media and everyone's just more hip to the industry and editing and things like that. But no one could even conceive anything like that 10 years ago. It was what it was. And now with fake news being such a thing, and it's just, it's a different world and it changed very quickly. So I'm curious where you think the world's headed in 10 years from now, because we see you 10 years later. So it's a lot.
Also, speaking of fake news, how does fake news work in your brain? Because I feel like you've been, before it was called fake news, that's what InfoWars, I feel like, was just going after all these, you know, manipulations of
exactly.
Media. So how does that play into your world now?
Well, CNN came out a year ago and said fake news. It was a John Podesta Hillary term. It's in the WikiLeaks. They said call all opposition, any corruption we're involved in, call it fake news. Whatever we're doing, blame it on Trump, blame it on Alex Jones. And so it was an admitted plan. And so I actually have a host that works with me, who had the site 15 years ago, nomorefakenews.com, John Rappaport, and that's what he's always called, is fake news. Now that they've been branded back, now that we use that term back on them, they're now saying, please stop calling it fake news, because now people are actually judging their stories and consciously thinking about the fact that, yeah, it's mainstream that's known to be the big liars. They're the ones that lied about dead babies in incubators. They're the guys that lied about WMDs in Iraq. They're the guys that lied and said Obamacare was free. You know, they're the people that have bodyguards but don't want us people to own guns. So really, they jumped the shark in a big way. And so I think it's destiny, as you said, that you guys said you were Christian and then actually, you know, spoke out. The media then demonized you, destroy, you know, to try to destroy you. But who knows where you would have been if you'd stayed in.
All right, you're listening to Alex Jones, and he's talking to a couple of reality stars from The Hill about the fakeness of reality TV. We'll be right back.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe, you know, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MyCoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been listening to the interview that Alex Jones had with Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt of The Hills. They're staying at the same Hawaiian resort that Alex is. And, of course, they began speaking out against globalism, talking about how they were Christians, and boom, their show was taken off the air. So they're talking to Alex about that and about the fakeness of reality TV. Here's that interview. We'll continue this.
you destroy, you know, to try to destroy you. But who knows where you would have been if you'd stayed in the media the last 4, 5, 6 years. So you've got a rest now, and I've actually seen you guys have been back in the news. You're doing some new things, looking at some new shows. So who knows? You may emerge even stronger after you've been in the wilderness.
Absolutely. That's how it feels. It feels like it was good to just have that time and to rest up and to reevaluate like our lives and our values and what is important. So I am thankful for everything that's happened. And I think that God definitely uses everything for good. So I'm ready to reemerge better than before and stronger and in a way more prepared way. I came from Colorado, small town girl with, you know, I didn't grow up with money or anything. I was very different than everyone else on that show. So now I feel like I have a better head on my shoulders and a grasp, and we could do it way better.
I will say, when I saw you walking by the pool, it was the first time I was like, oh my gosh, my life is a computer simulation. I'm in the Matrix. Like, it was like a real moment. I was like, whoa, this isn't real. Because it was seeing you, you know, now everyone knows you. We knew you and you were just like, if you knew Alex Jones, you were in like a secret clique, you know, so.
Like crystals.
Yeah, like, whoa. Yeah, like when I started buying crystals, it was so out there. Now it's trendy and everyone buys crystals. So, but to me, it's hard because people, you know, I've been so hated and probably still am. But seeing you now be probably ahead of me on the hate list trips me out because of editing. Because I know most of my hate is from editing. So I wonder from your perspective, how much of the hate that you feel you know is just from a bad edit versus things you're like, okay. You know, there are things I've said that, I wish I hadn't said.
Yeah, you own up to
it. Yeah, but there are things that are completely my words put in different situations. So, like I know from watching you for years that you're not like, I know people are going to eat me alive for this, but a bad guy. But then people see this whole Sandy Hook spin that they have and they're like, he doesn't believe parents in the bait, you know. So,
and then even when I come out 2-3 years ago and say I believe the kids did die, they'll never play the clips. Right. They play edited clips. That's what Megyn Kelly did on Fox, where I said, you know, Hillary has personally been responsible for killing kids en masse. And then I said in Syria and in Libya and in Iraq, and I showed mainstream news articles, they edited like a 2-minute talk where I said at the first and at the end, completely clear, that I don't know if this, you know, stuff about her and, you know, kids is real, but I know this is real. They edited that, and then Megyn Kelly told me that she promised I could expose that on the show, and then she lied and obviously didn't do it, and then edited probably 5 hours of interviews with her, a total of 12 hours her cameras were there from 9:30 in the morning till about 10 o'clock at night when the interview ended, about 9:50. So 12 hours, I let their cameras in, and I'm in that 20-minute piece, maybe 2 minutes, and it's edited. In fact, we can't even release the piece because we have all these hours recorded of audio because it takes so much time to find where on there with all the notes because, I mean, an hour and a half here, they'll edit it together with something over here, and you've got to listen and find where it's totally two different subjects, and they've edited it together to make you sound like a monster, because she's like, why'd you say that about the kids? You don't believe they died, and you stalked the parents, which I never did. And I say, well, you know, I said all that before it was in the news media, and it sounds like I did it because I thought nobody was paying attention. I said, I came out and said kids probably did die before it was ever a controversy. But then they acted like, oh, he went back and thought I was weak on the subject. So they thought I'd apologize about it. And so that's how they used the fact that my listeners were the ones that didn't believe it because they clearly used some green screens to, you know, maximize it. They had PR firms there. They've been caught, you know, CNN caught faking locations. I just said it should be investigated along with a bunch of other people. Then they chose me, and it's almost like I killed the kids now.
That's exactly because the negativity in my at mentions and everything is when I said we're going on. People are like, he does, there's a baby this. I'm like, he's not like
that. That's the branding. They pick us. Well, see, because you guys were the Christian conservatives on the show. So it ended up making you the most popular because they chose you to be the villains.
Right.
So, see, that's actually the good thing. This system's so corrupt and falling apart now that this is the time to have it hate you. It still hurts, still has some effect, but now you've got a voice to actually challenge it, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, still, alternative media, Facebook mentions, that didn't exist.
Or Instagram or Snapchat, like now I feel like I finally, all these people that I'm communicating with, it's to them. I don't have edit. I don't have, like, what they did to you and shot you up with bright lights, making you look all sweaty and
exactly.
Everything.
Well, that's another thing is, people, when you came on, said, oh, those people are publicity whores, blah, blah, blah. And I said, listen, they're going to get heat doing this. And I've talked to them, you know, off air. They, you know, they're really into Fight the New World Order. They've really seen the films. And so I said, say what you want about them. They're actually taking a risk doing this. And that's the same thing with Trump. People want to demonize Trump all day long. That's the popular thing to do. But, I mean, in reality, he is just being the president. He's actually returning power back to the country, and that's why he's being demonized. It's their fault for running Hillary.
Where do you fit in? Because I know, I'm sure you say it on the site, on the radio, but what's the deal with the Russians? Fill me in. Where do they, is this all, what's your honest 100% take on this whole Russian thing?
If you go to D.C. or New York, there are Russians and Chinese and people from India, and people from Israel, people from the U.K., people from France, the E.U., and people from the Vatican, and people from Saudi Arabia. There are PR people and lobbyists crawling out of the walls. And so Russians are constantly throwing sex ops at you, you know, hot blondes.
Honey traps.
Yeah, honey traps. They're constantly, but they're like the subgroup. The Russians about 6-7 years ago cut back on that and mainly, you know, just use information, you know, TV stuff. But they're secondary players reorganizing their country. The communist Chinese have infiltrated every major company, defense company. They're transferring everything back. They're in all our computer systems. Most of our chips get made there with back doors. We put back doors in them. It's a total cyber infiltration AI system war. So we're in an AI war with China. China's got massive acceleration war with genetic engineering, probably even way ahead of what we got. It's totally insane. Chimeras, human-animal hybrids, you know, just what they had 20 years ago, cows that create human milk, and they sell them to the market in China. And, I mean, here it's not even in the news. I mean, it's just so advanced. So Russia has fast missiles and a lot of nukes. I mean, they are basically an old-world country that's basically third world in many areas, and they're trying to reorganize. They're seen as weak, so the globalists are trying to overthrow it. They want to put kind of a Hollywood social engineering thing to break the Russian will, to get rid of their Christian roots, because it's not compatible with globalism. So Russia's crime is it got away from the very globalists that run our country, the very Bolshevik corporate system. Trump and their people are being illegally surveilled massively by Obama. And so there's some basic Russian contacts by Senator Sessions. That was his job. So they have the intercepts and can say, yeah, you met a couple Russians here and there, when that's totally normal and it's what senators do. And, of course, Donald Jr. met to get dirt on Hillary. They were getting dirt on Trump. So that's what you do in opposition research. So they take normal behavior and blow it up like it's this huge, you know, horrible thing, a mountain out of a molehill, tip instead of teapot. But then with Hillary, they did it because $100 million out of Russian banks to her foundation, $30-something million to get the uranium. I mean, she was meeting with Putin secretly and talked about being in his inner sanctum. And, you know, these power mad folks are all obsessed with Putin because he actually runs things. He's actually in charge. They're all kind of minions of like Henry Kissinger and Brzezinski and Rockefeller, who are all dying. So they're all looking for who their daddy is right now. And they all secretly are obsessed with Putin because he took Russia away from them and it's their own country. And so they hate him because he's reorganizing Russia. It's gotten from its belly to its knees. They're scared of standing up. They want to get America back on its belly. With Trump, we're actually, you know, basically body slamming the globalists right now. We're actually standing erect right now. You know, we got a bunch of wounds from what they've done to us. Trump's trying to patch those up right now, getting our confidence up, getting us with goals, promoting things that are basic Americana. And so they're panicking. That's a long rant. I want to ask you guys the secrets of reality TV, because you guys are undoubtedly right up there with the Kardashians, you know, right up there with the biggest reality shows, Jesse James, you name it. I mean, I'd say Jesse James is probably number one, the Kardashians number two. I mean, who knows? You could, I mean, he kind of founded the modern genre. But overall, so much of reality TV, for folks I've talked to, isn't real reality TV. With Jesse James, it was real. He wouldn't do it anymore because it just got boring and they wanted to make it fake. He wanted to just teach people how to make things, you know, not actually sit there and, you know, act cool or whatever. And I mean, what would you guys like to do as a show? But A, what are some of the secrets of reality TV? I mean, did they try to make you act bad? Did they try to make you guys make fools of yourselves?
It's pretty much if you didn't do what the producers...
Here, you talk a little bit.
But pretty much if you didn't do what the producers wanted you to do, you weren't getting paid. And they just say, oh, you're not going to be on this episode. So then you say, oh, I would like that huge paycheck. What would you like me to say?
Yeah, and I think that once you came on and with Lauren, it was like technically her show. And so once I wasn't playing by those rules and the rule that they cast me by, they decided to just changed my entire character, because I feel like season one, I had a lot of people who were like supportive and happy, and still everyone still texts me, I love you season one. It's like, but not much changed. I mean, after season one, except editing, I was still the same person. I was just dating someone that the narrator didn't love. So it definitely changed into this really challenging situation when it was something that was supposed to be fun. So we saw kind of the dark side of the moon of reality TV.
I would say the wildest experience with reality TV is you could be talking to one person about something, and then once it edits, that same line is put in a new sentence and you're talking to a different person. So, you know, when Alex talks about being edited wrong and people are like, oh, of course, he's lying. It's like, and I'm like, oh, no, these editors are magicians. So, you know, editing is the original fake news. So as far as I'm concerned. So besides this exciting baby coming October 19th, we want to stay alive, want to get back to being famous and rich. That means joining a secret society.
No,
just kidding. Just kidding, Mr. Jones.
But not joining a secret society. It's not worth our souls at the end of the day.
Well, there's also a lot of fake secret societies that want to use people. But seriously, you guys have been in the top. I wouldn't say you went to the bottom. You guys are saying just because you got locked out of stuff because you weren't playing ball or speaking up for what you believed in, that's why they demonize you. And people now understand who's getting demonized generally is who either is at least good or wasn't following orders and is a rebel and a maverick. That's the place you want to be. I get the joke. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag about to infiltrate Hollywood again. But the thing is, Hollywood is collapsing. That whole system is falling. What type of projects have you guys thought about doing?
I think just something that makes sense for our lives. So at this point in our lives, I'm not going to do something that compromises our integrity and our families. And so if it's something that's fun and lighthearted and a feel-good show that can actually help other families, like I love the show The Chrisleys Know Best, because it's a fun, lighthearted family show, and I think that can really help bring families together. So if it was something like that, I'd love to do it, and I think it'd be great for us and a good opportunity, but I'm definitely not going to play the villain or compromise our morals anymore.
How many of the reality shows from folks you talked to and what you've experienced are like, you know, 100% real, and what would those shows be versus half real versus, you know, totally staged?
I would say the only reality show that's 100% real is Cops.
Yeah, it's a hard, you know, everything is for media. It's on media. It's for entertainment. So yeah. At the end of the day, there's always going to be editing and producing.
Well, I can tell you this. When I throw a fit every once in a while and stomp off the stage or throw stuff, it's real. In fact, let's just...
Hold on, let's get that again.
Here, let's ask the crew. Is it real when I get mad?
It's absolutely 100% real.
It's not fake, huh?
Not fake. There's no fake here.
Is somebody calling the shots, or...?
No one's calling the shots.
I am either.
There's no teleprompter. There's no nothing. It's real life happening as it happens.
That's what's funny. People think there's like somebody telling me what to do. I'm not even telling myself what to do. I wish I was sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't think anyone would tell me what to do.
So those viral clips of you getting all mad, yelling, you can't just turn that on for a shot? Because I would love to get one of those clips.
Oh, I mean, I could turn it on, but I feel that way, so I kind of let the dog off the leash.
Is there some, like, a trigger line that I say that gets you worked up that we can get that clip?
Yeah, like tyranny, people trying to dominate and take control of our lives.
Yeah, they are. So can we get a clip, just a little outburst for the fans?
I'm in a good mood right now. The thing is, I'm on air for hours. And I started thinking about Hillary ruling over my family, that slug murdering piece of crap who thinks we're all her slave better than us. No, she's going to fail. I just got to think about what a piece of crap she is, and Bill Clinton and all the rest of them.
That seems like you're on the...
I had a weird dream last night that, like, Bill Clinton was at Public and Paula Jones was there on stage and he like ran over like Gollum and was like grabbing on her. I just remembered that just now.
That's
see, I have nightmares about the Clintons.
I was going to say, I am glad I don't have those dreams.
I got to say, I ran into you guys yesterday. I remember all the stuff you went through. It was amazing. And you guys talked about your journey and that you guys kind of felt symbolically something magic was about to happen, and I thought about it, and then we get out here and this huge rainbow appears right when we first get here. It's gone now, and that's the sign of new beginnings. So we're now going to see what's about to happen in the life of you guys, but I think Hollywood rejecting you is a good sign, not a negative one.
I hope you're right, because I would like some rejected checks, please.
Yeah, I think that's what we needed at the time. And, you know, I felt like it was divine intervention because we were at a dark place and it became really hard and challenging. And we reestablished a lot of relationships and brought our lives back together. So it was great, and it wasn't worth what we were going through. And I think now is a good time to move forward.
Tell us about the baby.
The baby is really great. I'm so excited. He's kicking, and this is what's important in life. So, I mean, obviously we'd love to be successful again and whatever is meant to be, but at the end of the day, it's about family and your life and your values.
I'd say this is pretty success right here.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, wait till that baby's running around and everything. You're going to say, this is what really matters. Final point I want to make here, and then get to your jiu-jitsu class, is that they admit that 100-to-1, they've got fake liberal bots that are paid for by Facebook, Twitter. Amazon's big into it. He's big into propaganda. Bezos, he owns Amazon.com. He got $600 million from the CIA just to run propaganda from U.S. taxpayers a month before Obama left office. Okay, so this info you see, they're all quarterbacking that. They think we're dumb. It's admitted. On Twitter, on Facebook especially, they have bots that are fake accounts that real people load stuff into, but an AI computer then decides how to respond. One guy will respond to 1,000 posts in a single second. And they'll tell you, oh, you're nobody. Everybody hates you. Trump's going down. You're scum. You're a fool. Alex is failing. Alex is going bankrupt. Alex is dying. You're going to die. Oh, you're a failure. You'll never be anybody. And it's bots. But it's not just to make you be demoralized and think that the enemy's winning, like Tokyo Rose and, you know, Japan saying, GIs, America's been defeated. Your sweetheart's dead. We just took over the U.S. As we're dropping atomic bombs on them, they were saying that they were winning. Just like Baghdad Bob. Remember the guy saying, we have defeated the Americans. There in Kuwait. And meanwhile, like, bombs are going off a mile behind him. It's the same deal. So they're trying to demoralize you, but it's also about the fake liberals. And Facebook documents came out this year where they go, liberals are alone, they're scared, they live in their mother's basements, they have demographics. We need to keep them scared and alone, and only bots are their friends. So we've got to encourage them to be hateful and then be friends with their bots. So it's beyond being friends with folks on reality TV that are your friends, like the show Friends. It is being friends with a bunch of bots that you all reinforce each other in a cult. So it's people in a digital cult with digital avatar bots. They're already in virtual reality, like folks with Second Life, you know, paying money for a white Ferrari. It's all, or pink one. It's all total fake billionaire strut garbage. So it's all imaginary. There's these superstars in fake world. We're raiding into the Matrix and bombing that information. And we expect so the truth can come in. We're blowing holes in the electronic Berlin Wall for the light of truth to come in. We're not projecting the light of truth. We're blowing holes for it to come in. So we're going to get attacked as we go in and blow holes in it. So just expect that. Love it. And the more you get attacked, the more victory you're getting. You understand that?
And that's why I turn my comments off.
And just bomb, bomb, bomb the truth. Just bomb. So does that make sense?
All right, you're listening to Alex Jones talking to Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt of the Hills, and he's going to be right back with more of that interview. And we'll be right back with some news on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nine, and we're getting very close to the end of July, close to the end of this third hour. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the fourth hour. I just want to remind you, as we're getting close to the end of July, that this special that we've had since the 4th of July, our Independence special, is starting to come to a close. It's going to be closing very soon. We have store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me tell you some of the discounts that we have. Massive discounts, 66% off Silver Bullet. We've got 50% off Knockout. That's our all-natural sleep aid. We've got 46% off Myco ZX. And then some of our very expensive supplements or systems are 20 to 30% off. We've got our ProPure Traveler Water Filter is 30% off. That's a big savings. We have expensive things like the water filters, the air filters. Alexa Pure Breeze is 25% off, or even DNA Force, 20% off. That's a very expensive supplement, very expensive for us to produce it, a very unique and very important supplement for you. That's 20% off. That's a big dollar savings, and, of course, free shipping store-wide. Let's go back and finish the rest of this interview that Alex Jones had in Hawaii with Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt of The Hills, talking about globalism, talking about the Hollywood elite, and talking about reality television. Here's the rest of that interview.
Bomb, bomb, bomb the truth. Just bomb. So does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yes. And sometimes I feel like a bot.
You're not a bot, because you guys broke with the Matrix and right at the height of your career and said, let's go on the Alex Jones Show. And at first I was like, is this fake? And then behind the scenes, like, hey, come out. Let's hang out. I love your film. I love this part. We're going to fight the New World Order, microchips. I think I even had a few conversations with you, quite a few. And I was like, dude, they're going to come after you. You sure you want to do this?
You definitely warned us. And I was like, we're fine. We're fine. No. What's crazy, if we want to go like dark, dark, you know, multiple people died that were in our entourage.
Yeah.
That our lawyer was allegedly, he's no longer alive, right, when this was all happening.
Oh, there's a lot of death in TV.
Our lawyer's known, Heidi's plastic surgeon, no longer alive. So, I mean, it was so, the stakes got so beyond real when people, you know, when you feel the, you know, we can.
We actually.
Go ahead and say.
Yeah. No, we left to Costa Rica. We were going to move there, and we left.
I remember that.
All our stuff. Yeah, and because we were, concerned.
We were scared that we were going to get, like, off Michael Jackson style, like, oh, they're crazy.
Oh, the star killer stuff's real. Yeah. When a star, they have an actuary, a formula, when a star peaks, and they know they're about to die of whatever, but they know it makes the whole catalog worth double or triple. So the catalog's already worth $5 billion, and you kill somebody, and it's worth $15 billion instead of nothing.
Thankfully, we had no catalog.
But we did start feeling that momentum. So that's one of the reasons that we left and just dropped out of everything and took our dogs. And it was a scary time.
I run into people just separately trying to think they can create a catalog and then kill me. And you're like, and they're actually like in front of you preparing it. And you figure out they're doing it. You're like, no. I mean, people are crazy. They want to build something. They want to steal it.
Yeah, no, it's People are scary. It's a scary world. So.
All right, guys. Well, listen, you're awesome. And hopefully we do another interview this week while you're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Great badass. Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll see you at the pool.
Hey.
Bring the rainbow again next time, though.
Absolutely. If I was trendy, see, I'd just diss them that cool. But because the enemy demonizes them, oh, good.
Trendy. I don't think you get too much love dissing us now. People are like, who? Like, they unplugged us.
Are you kidding? Every woman I run into is like, look.
Oh, wow, okay. Thanks for the pump up.
Maybe that's that. Yeah, our own social media that we get now. That's the good thing about it that we didn't have.
No, I mean, they all remember the show. They remember you guys.
Right, stay with us. We're going to be coming back with Paul Joseph Watson on the other side of this break. I'm going to be talking about the timeline and the context for what's going on with the House IT scandal and the DNC. And, of course, it's more than just a scandal. This is about possible espionage and proven theft. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.